Good morning, Coach. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. Since this is your first year with the Ravens, how familiar are you with the back history and the rivalry between the Titans and the Ravens?
I would say somewhat familiar. I mean, I, just as a fan, I'd watch it in the past from another, you know, the other team I was coaching, and then talking to the people around the organization here, I've been educated on some of the history, I guess.
The fact that these teams, are starting off fairly well this season, maybe give a chance to add a new chapter.
Probably. You know, it's not something we really think about in those terms. We have a very important football game against a really good team coming up, and that's what our focus is.
Is the short week more of a challenge, especially coming off of a physical game Monday night?
Sure. You know, it's a challenge game planning wise. It's a challenge for our guys, you know, recovery wise and focus wise and all those things. And, we're confident our guys will be up to the challenge.
But Flacco been even better than maybe you thought he would be coming in as a rookie?
Oh, has he been even better?
Yeah.
I don't. It's irrelevant. You know. I mean, we didn't really have any particular expectation. We were hopeful. We always thought he was obviously worthy of that high pick. But I don't think you don't put a value and say, well, this is what he's going to be, and then he exceeds it or doesn't. It's just it is whatever he becomes.
Well, what's kind of stood out about him as you've seen him here for the past couple of months?
Well, the fact that he's handled the offense so well. He's gotten us, you know, he manages the clock well. He gets us lined up. He gets us in the right formations. He gets the plays run. He's been pretty secure with the football for the most part. He's been accurate. He's played very solidly for us, and that's not an easy thing for a first-year quarterback to do.
What's your expectation as far as how you think defenses will treat him, whether they come after him or whether they kind of sit back and try to – you think it's different with each team?
Yeah, I think it's different with each team, and also I think everybody's going to try everything against him. And if they get a beat on him, and somebody has success doing something, that I think we'll continue to see that until we solve it.
As you prep for the Titans, what are your thoughts on this defense and the way they're playing at this moment?
The Titans' defense?
Yes, sir.
I think they're playing very well. They're one of the best in the league. They are very fast and active. They play hard. I think they're excellent tacklers. I think it's just one of the, you know, it's just a tremendous defense.
Be an interesting match against your own defense, which is playing pretty well also?
Yes. Be an interesting match.
How's McGahee?
McGahee's fine.
You expect him to play Sunday?
Yes.
That been a little bit of a strain, what you guys had to deal with at the running back position so far this season?
A strain? It's been a strain in the sense that McGahee had the knee early on, you know, and he's been the bell cow here last year, so him having the knee scope during training camp set him back. It also, though, gave us an opportunity to get LaRon McClain some work at running back, you know, and he's done well with that. And also Ray Rice, our rookie, has gotten some reps in there. So it's been a positive as well as a strain, I guess.
What, in your opinion, has changed about the Titans' offense since they made the switch from Vince Young to Kerry Collins?
You know what, I hadn't really studied him with Vince Young other than from afar. We studied him this week with Kerry Collins, and that's the offense that we're, you know, determined to, you know, to prepare for. And Kerry Collins has got a history. He's a veteran quarterback, knows how to play the game. When I was in Philadelphia, we played him when he was with the Giants a few times. And, you know, he's obviously capable of playing at a really high level, and that's what he's doing right now. So it'll be a big challenge for us.
Is he still the same player he was back then, or have you seen him mature even more? What's your take on him?
Yeah, I think he's even better. I mean, I think he's even better. He plays around his talent really well. He makes all the throws that you need to make. He's big. He's poised in the pocket. Just really playing well.
What kind of challenges, I guess, did you face coming in replacing a guy who had been there for a while as a head coach? What were some of the first things you wanted to kind of get across to the team?
Well, the biggest thing, I think, probably any new program is you just try to establish what your identity intends to be and what our value system is going to be, and you establish that by talking to guys, and we talked to every player on the team pretty extensively individually, and then, you know, as we got through mini camps in group type settings, and then just reinforcing that through events and actions as we go, and that's an ongoing process.
You spend much time in Nashville with your father being coach up the road?
With my dad,
right.
Jack Harbaugh or Andy Reid, talking about?
I guess Jack.
Yeah, well, he comes in all the time. You know, he's got a locker here in the building, man. So he's been a big part of what we're doing, and he also splits time out in California with my brother at Stanford. So I don't see as much of him as I'd like to, but Then we've got our brother-in-law, Joni, is married to Tom Crean, the basketball coach in Indiana. So the old coach, Jack, he's getting pulled in three different directions right now.
What's your impressions of Javon Curse, the way he's been playing? You're obviously familiar with him from your time in Philly with him.
Yeah, you know, Javon looks healthy again. I think he's back to his old form, getting upfield, rushing the passer, you know, extending those arms against the run and shedding blocks well and really playing hard. He just looks like the Javon that we had, you know, early on there in Philly, and I think he's a wonderful guy and a good human being, and I just really respect him a lot.
Was it just injuries that threw him off there, or just not a good fit for the system? What do you think it was?
No, I think it was the injury. He had the knee, and that was a tough thing that hurt him there for some stretch.
What helped Mason have a solid performance in the passing game Monday night?
Well, the fact that they were playing a lot of two deep, and he got some throws inside against it, and that's Mace can run routes for the best of them, as you guys know. And Joe did a nice job of getting him the ball.
What's it like having a receiver where you guys got about 8 years difference between you in age? What's it like having a guy who plays like he's a younger guy? At least he said he feels that way, unless it's the day after a game.
Yeah, well, you know, Mace is a special guy because he's such a hard worker. You know, he's been with the through the program from the beginning, through the off season program, all the OTAs and mini camps. Made every practice and training camp. You know, he's just one of those guys that really fine-tunes himself physically. As far as our age difference, matter of fact, his son and my daughter are in the same class at school here, up at a school here named St. Paul's, so that's kind of neat. We share kid stories, I guess.
You'll carpool? They carpool a little bit?
That's a good idea.
The Titans being 4-0, at least some of the guys in the locker room are still playing the underdog role. Do you buy that?
I buy that. I can see why they'd want to do it, but they're definitely not the underdog in this game. I mean, the Titans are one of the best teams right now in the conference, if not the league, and they've earned that.
Ray Lewis, I know a couple of years ago Ray was slowing down. It seems like he's still playing pretty well.
Yeah, Ray is definitely playing at as high a level as any linebacker in the NFL. And he's as good or better than any linebacker in the NFL right now.
How was he as far as guys you've been around, as far as being able to get people around him emotionally up for games?
Well, you know, we've been around some good ones. I wouldn't, Ray Lewis is really special in that way. And it's because they respect him so much and because he's such a man of integrity, you know. So when he speaks, they know that it's coming from his heart and it's real and he lives it.
Coach, thank you, and good luck on Sunday.
All right, thanks a lot. Okay.